Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. We continue our conversation about the Browns and how things have changed in the last 24, 48 hours and how things are looking forward. We bring in the top dog right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. And I just need to know, how many plays you still got in your hand for Dixon? How many plays?
Andy, you know what? That's funny, man. You know I have about seven in me right now.
Seven?
It used to be 10, Hanford.
Yeah, what's going on? Last time we worked together, I mean, I thought you had 30 plays in you. Now, I am just...
Hey, dog, then I was, you know, then I was 25. Now I'm 29 and holding.
I
got to tell you guys a story. I was finishing up my workout this morning a few minutes ago. You know, I always do an hour on the elliptical. And I really forgot that I was supposed to come on with you guys and I was going to lift after that. But then I
said, "Oh, thanks. We're so meaningful in your life. That's great."
Well, after I got the text from Jeff, I said, "Well, which would I rather do? Talk to Baskin and Phelps or lift?" So you guys won.
Yay!
Yes, got that creating a lazier America, Baskin and Phelps.
So, Hanford, earlier on, I threw this out because everybody is so jacked up about what's going on with the Browns right now. And, you know, obviously Odell Beckham, the last piece to get this thing really fired up. And I said, to me, this is one of four things that have happened in our city that really have people that are front and center as high as you're going to get. The Cavs with LeBron and the Indians in the 90s with Albert Bell and Manny and Tommy and that whole crew and your Browns teams. And I don't think people quite understand what kind of a buzz this could be because you guys lived it, and it was pretty special. And is this the closest thing you've felt to that sense football-wise?
Yeah, I tell you what, guys, it's unbelievable. I never thought we could pull something like this off. I mean, it's happened. It's been over 24 hours, and everybody's still buzzing. I mean, the whole city's buzzing. The national media is buzzing. Everybody's buzzing over this trade and the addition of bringing a talent like that to the Cleveland Browns receiving core and to this football team. I'm still in shock and I'm still in awe. And I, you know, just to give credit to these guys for building this roster and making this thing exciting again.
Hanford, how did this happen? How did we go from 0-16? To people talking about yesterday this team being a legitimate contender to win the AFC?
Well, you know, it's funny because I think right now when you look at it, they got us in the AFC. I think maybe they may have us behind the Patriots and then Kansas City. But after that, I mean, you got to look at this football team. I know we have a rookie head coach, but I think he's going to be just fine. But, guys, it's funny. I was talking to Ozzie yesterday, and I was telling him, I say, "Hey, man, I say your team is depleted," and I say, "We've added a lot of pieces." You know, I was kind of rubbing it in a little bit. He said, "I just got to have a lot of quarterbacks. I just got to have a lot of quarterbacks because when you look at it, you look at Beckham. We all know what kind of talent he is, and you can't really single him. I mean, you're going to have to double him. And then obviously you got Jarvis Landry, who's probably going to be in the slot, but wherever he is, he's a threat." Higgins, this guy has just been unbelievable. You got Ojoku at tight end who's playing well. And then you look at it, you got Baker Mayfield who's throwing the football. And, guys, Chubbs, I tell you a story. We were down at the national championship game when they were playing Alabama, and we were sitting in the stands, and we looked at each other, and we saw when Chubbs was playing, and we were like, "Who is this guy?" And that's why I was so happy that we got him. And then, guys, at some point, Kareem Hunt is going to join this team. So we ain't even talked about the defense yet, but it's going to be unbelievable.
Hanford, I with that thought in mind, you know, Belichick always gets credit for let's take away their best weapon. Let's take away what they do best. If you're trying to do that to the Browns, what could you possibly take away? All right, you try and take away Odell? then you hand off to Nick Chubb, right? You take away the run, then you throw to Odell and Jarvis Landry. Well, what would you do as a defense?
Jeff, you're exactly right. You know, it's definitely going to keep defensive coordinators and whole defensive staffs up at night trying to see what they could do and how they could defense or how they could stop this offense. Because you're exactly right. There's so many weapons on this football team that it's going to be hard just to concentrate or try to stop one particular guy, because everybody and all the weapons, and these guys are starting to play with an attitude. You can see Higgins toward the end of the year. I thought he was a really, really improved player, a player that I thought was playing with a lot of confidence, and he was hard to stop at the line of scrimmage. He was getting away from the jam. But you're right. It's going to be tough, and it's not going to be easy to stop these guys. And I'm looking forward to them scoring a lot of points. I'm looking forward to our defense stopping. Because when you go to the other side, and I know you guys are going to get this, but I'll go there right now. The addition of Vernon. I mean, we needed someone on the opposite side of Myles Garrett to take some of that pressure off him. And this guy, he can get to the quarterback, and then we don't stop there, guys. You guys know as well as I do. We go and we sign Robertson in the middle. I mean, that is unbelievable. So I'm just sitting here, and I'm just sitting there smiling. And, you know, every single game I host the Jack Casino Suite, and I'm just going to, after I finish my show, I'm just going to sit in there and just enjoy some good football.
And I'm hopping in there with you.
We're going to be there. It's going to be awesome.
Suite. Hey, let me ask you this. You said you talked to Ozzie. First of all, what's Ozzie doing now with the Ravens since he stepped down as GM? And second of all, what kind of respect does he have for the franchise right now, knowing where they are?
Well, he's always had a lot of respect for John Dorsey and also Lonzo Highsmith, who is also along with Dorsey. One thing he told me when those guys came on board, he said, "You watch and see. These guys are going to change this football team, and they're going to build this football team because they know how to build a football team." And you know, I heard him, and I was paying attention, but I wasn't paying attention. But I could tell you right now, they definitely have my attention right now. And I, you know, we give Dorsey a lot of credit, and deservedly so. But I think also we need to give his partner over there, Alonzo Highsmith, a lot of credit, because I think those two guys, they work well together. But obviously we know Dorsey is the guy who's calling all the shots, and he's just done a tremendous job. But get back to Ozzie, what he's doing. I mean, he told me he was going to retire, and so about 6 weeks ago, I was in Baltimore and Owens Mills Drive. So I'm over at the facility with him, and we go in his old office, and he was in the transition of moving from an old office to a new office. And I'm like, "What do you need an office for? You're retiring." And so he goes to his old office, and I look at that office, and I say, "Hey, man, I like this office better than the old office." He moved into Mr. Modell's old office.
Wow.
So that's where his new office is. And it's just as big as the old office.
It's rough life.
I don't know. He's still there, though. He's working there in some capacity. Now, what he's doing, I don't know, but he's there every day. Mm.
Top Dog Hanford Dixon joining us. Hanford, you and Minnie were, if not the best corner combo in NFL history, and you're right there, right? George Atkinson, Lester Hayes. I've seen rankings. It's you guys back and forth. You go up against a guy like Odell Beckham. In your age, when you were able to play, you were able to hit a guy like that a little bit more than they are now. What could you do against a guy like that then that they can't do now? And has that allowed a guy like Odell to just flourish in the NFL? Do you think he would have in the previous era?
Yep, I think so. I think what a lot of people fail to remember is you have 5 yards. And you have 5 yards where you could bump them, you could chuck them, you could pretty much do what you want with those guys. And that's where I like to see, I look at a lot of our guys, our corners, I look at Mitchell and those guys, and I look at their feet, you know, the way they move their feet and their body position. And you have to hang in there in that first 5 yards, and you have to bump them. Because what they have to realize is that a quarterback, once they snap that ball and he's looking over there at that wide receiver, and if he see a guy like Odell Beckham, and he's seeing like tied up at the line of scrimmage. He can't stay on him anymore. He's got to go somewhere else, because if he stay on him, that, you know, that defensive line or those linebackers, they're going to be bearing down on him. So you still have the 5 yards, and you can jam them within the 5 yards. But where these guys get in trouble today is, and if you guys know this as well as I do, they open up and they let them run. I mean, you can't do that with those guys. Again, we knew those guys were world-class sprinters. I mean, we could run, but we're going against every single play world-class sprinters, and you have to disrupt those guys, and you have to bump them, and you have to stop them at the line of scrimmage. And you're right, we could take them a little bit farther down the field, but still that first 5 yards is very, very important. That's where they have to take advantage of this thing.
All right, last question for you. Vegas says 9.5 wins next year. Over or under?
You know what? I like that. I see us guys, and I think you guys agree with this. I see us winning the AFC North. Because with everything that's happening in Baltimore, even though they made a big sign in at safety, but you look at Pittsburgh, and obviously we're not worried about the Bengals. I think we'll win the AFC North, and I think we will obviously get a playoff game at home, if not two, hopefully. But I think we'll win at least 12. I'm looking forward to this team, and I'm very excited. And I Browns, I tell you, we're back, guys. We're back.
Feels good, doesn't it? Feels good.
Oh, man. I tell you, keep it going.
I got nothing left.
Hey, Andy.
Yes.
I knew that would get that laugh from Jeff that I love.
Hanford, you got to go do upper body. Thanks for letting us interrupt your workout there.
You got it, guys. Anytime
right.
for
Call
you
us
guys.
Back when you can get 9 plays in. All right?
You got it. Andy.
Goodbye, Hanford. Bye. We'll talk to you later.
Oh, my God.
Top Dog Hanford Dixon joining us. Looking forward to talking to him in the future, too, about how this team progresses. And if you missed any of the interview, it'll be available at 92.3thefan.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.